If you feel like the world is heading closer towards an apocalypse, it may give you some comfort to know the scientific world agrees. The doomsday clock has been moved to just 2 minutes to midnight. It's the closest it's been to disaster since 1953, as Angus Randall explains.
The world is becoming more vulnerable to catastrophe, and the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, which controls the doomsday clock, knows where the blame lies. Rachel Bronson is the organisation's president and CEO.
To call the world's nuclear situation dire is to understate the danger and its immediacy. We considered the ossified state of arms control negotiations and non-proliferation agreements, as well as new testing undertaken by North Korea, nuclear exercises built into Russia's military plans, and an enhanced commitment to nuclear weapons in Pakistan, India, and China.
Several nuclear-armed nations are being accused of bringing the world closer to annihilation, but one name rises above all others.
We considered at length the lack of predictability in how the United States is thinking about the future and future use of its own nuclear weapons, an unpredictability that it is embodied in statements and tweets by the President of the United States.
The Doomsday Clock was created in 1947 by scientists who helped develop the first atomic bomb. It's a metaphor for how close mankind is to destroying the Earth. The last time it was this close to midnight, 65 years ago, the United States and the Soviet Union had just tested hydrogen bombs. Fellow Bulletin member Sharon Squassoni fears a lack of communication between the US and Russia could push that minute hand closer to disaster.
For the first time in many years, in fact, no US-Russian nuclear arms control negotiations are underway. And if the draft US nuclear posture review is any guide to US policy, there will be no U.S.-Russian nuclear arms control negotiations for the foreseeable future.
However, Lawrence Krauss is one member of the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists sounding a hopeful note.
If governments are not acting to protect you as they should, you need to take the lead. You need to demand action. It is not yet midnight, and we have moved back from the brink in the past. Whether we do so in the future may be in your hands.
Lawrence Krauss from the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, ending that report by Angus Randall.